Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. There is much more we'd like to say about this, but it's difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. Ouch! The writer of Hebrews doesn't pull his punches, does he? He is frustrated with the spiritual dullness of his readers, and he lets them know it. He had hoped that they would have developed much more in their faith so that they could, by this stage, have become teachers. But clearly that isn't the case. They're still needing to drink milk because they haven't progressed onto solid food. It's all very painful and disappointing. One of the big mistakes that people make is to think that when you become a Christian, that's it. You've received the amazing gift of forgiveness and God's promise of eternal salvation, and you can now sit back and enjoy them. There's nowhere in the New Testament that would support that view. New birth in Christ leads to a new life, in which we need to be constantly growing and maturing. Sadly, all too often Christians get stuck. They learn the basics and leave it at that. God's desire for our lives is completely different because he wants to see constant growth. That's the longing of the writer to the Hebrews. And as the letter develops, we'll see him illustrate numerous ways in which he longed for growth. In his second letter, Peter spelt out the way in which Christian growth happens. He wrote, "Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this," he added, "the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." Peter clearly saw the Christian life as one in which we are constantly growing day by day. This was precisely the view of the writer to the Hebrews. He wanted the Christians to grow because he wanted them to become stronger and more able to work for God and to become leaders and teachers. What he was looking at was stagnation and weakness, and it clearly troubled him deeply. His whole letter was written with a view to encouraging them to grow and keep growing. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, we thank you that you love us so much that you're wanting us to keep on growing. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.